K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of Purple Project Podcast Daily. It's been a couple of days here. I'm recording on Wednesday. Folks, it is July 21st, 2021, and we stay on the side of football still. The countdown still continues to K-State Stanford in Arlington, September 4th. I know I said it on the weekly edition of the podcast the wrong date, so I do apologize for that, but September 4th, it's going down in Arlington, where they just coming off of media days, the football team did, and more news came out of the football, out of the Big 12, really nationally, back on Monday. I'm going to give it to y'all right now, which features two probably the more important players on a team. Obviously, your number one, QB1, Skylar Thompson, and Deuce Bond were named to the watch list for the 2021 Maxwell Award back. That was on Monday. Of course, I was doing family stuff on Monday, so I could not do any recording, and yesterday just got too much. So finally, I'm able to sit here with you guys for a few minutes here before I take off for work here. Thompson, Vaughn on to the 2021 Maxwell Award. The Maxwell Football Corps announced this back on Monday. Thompson was named to the watch list for the second straight season. It marked the first time that the Wildcats had two members on the Maxwell Award watch list since quarterback Jake Waters and wide receiver Tyler Lockett were on the initial watch list. And you got to go back not that far, 7 years ago, 2014, when this went down. Obviously, a 30-game starter in his career, Skylar Thompson now enters his second senior season, ranked in the top 10 in school history in a total of 15 categories, including the top mark for interception percentage, ranking third in yards per completion, fifth in complete total completions, passing efficiency, rushing yards, and rushing touchdowns. 22 rushing touchdowns heading into this year. And rushing yards, he's clips over 1,083 to be exact as well. The Independence, Missouri native is just only the second player in K-State history, K-State Nation, to throw 5,000 yards and rush for 1,000. While he can be the first to hit the 6,000 mark, 1,000 mark this season, and that is definitely doable if he can stay healthy. That is kind of the big key going in here. If he can stay on the field, he can definitely do that as well. Obviously, last year, Skylar Thompson's season ended against Texas Tech. Meanwhile, Deuce Vaughn last year obviously led the team in rushing yards and receiving yards. He was just one of three players in the nation at least with 600 rushing yards and 400 receiving yards, joining Clemson's Travis Etienne and Alabama's Najee Harris. That's not too, that's not bad company. When you're talking about those backs last year, obviously they are in the NFL now with Etienne with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Najee Harris being drafted with the Pittsburgh Steelers. There, Vaughn was named True Freshman of the Year last year by 24/7 Sports, a Freshman All-American by the Athletic and Football Writers Association of America, and honorable mention All-America by Phil Steele and Pro Football Focus. Last year's Big 12 Offensive Freshman of the Year, Vaughn was the first Wildcat True Freshman in the Big 12 era. You got to go back since 96 to earn first or second team All Big 12 honors on offense as well. So that's two of your big stars right there in the mix. And obviously, you got to think you're going to have to get production from some other key contributors as well. Obviously, what comes to mind, Malik Knowles. And then you have the recent tight end transfer, Daniel Imanabebe as well. He's going to be, you got to figure he's going to be big part of the offense. Chris Kleiman talked about him in Big 12 Media Days last week. So Skylar Thompson, Deuce Vaughn, the big one, two-headed punch monster. And you gotta think that's running back, quarterback, running back duo is right up there with, of course, with Brock Purdy and Breece Hall up there with Oklahoma's. I can't think of their running back name at the moment, but I know we know about Spencer Rattler. So definitely big things looking for this offense here in 2021. And then, of course, coming up on the next edition of the Weekly Podcast, we will start to break down the defense as we'll go more in depth with them as they're going to need to get better, like Coach Kleiman said in Big 12 Media Days last week, as you know, they're gonna have to step up the game if K-State's going to contend each and every week. So let's put a pin on that conversation for right now. Again, the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, Episode 57, is out. Came out Monday night. Late Monday night. It's out now. For you guys listening, plus you're looking for more K-State content, turn to the Purple Project Podcast for more. And hopefully I'll be talking to you guys tomorrow with more K-State news. But for right now, I'm going to leave it there. Appreciate y'all for listening to Triple P this morning. And we will talk to you again on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!